Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Katrina Pearson, she's a senior advisor for the Donald J. Trump for President Campaign Incorporated. She joins us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Good morning, Katrina. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it.
Good morning, Kevin. Happy to be with you all this morning.
Well, you have a few big news items coming up in the last, oh, say, 24 hours. The great thing about politics is no matter what questions I had written for you or thought out for you 2 days ago, they're out the window because it changes all the time. So yesterday, late last night's discussion was there are three debates being tossed around. Will a fourth be added? And when can we expect to see some of the debates? Is there pushback coming up about the debates?
Well, you know, the Trump campaign, we sent a letter to the Commission on Presidential Debates requesting a fourth debate because, you know, it just makes sense. We are in a time of COVID-19. This pandemic has really transformed everything. And the reality is these original debates were scheduled by this commission back in October 2019, long before the pandemic hit. And in fairness, it's really eliminated the opportunity to campaign traditionally. So a lot of voters want to hear from both candidates prior to casting their ballots. And it just makes sense because by the time the first presidential debate that we have in September, 8 million votes will be cast in Ohio and 16 states will start voting. By the time the first vice presidential debate comes, 20 million votes would have come in. And it's just one of those things that it just makes sense. And, you know, it's fair to the American public that they have the opportunity to hear from both candidates without the media filter, which I think is the most important because Joe Biden continues to hide in his basement. He does not take questions from the press. In the interviews that he does do, the press does not ask him the tough questions or even to defend his record. And it's really unfair to the American people not to give them an unfiltered access to both candidates.
You're absolutely right. You brought up a great point about the media filter of anything the candidates say at this point, because let's face it, they're not on the campaign trail this year like they would normally be. So we do have limited access. So that's a very important reason why the debates should go on and should probably be moved up a little bit.
Well, absolutely. I mean, just the pandemic alone is really what's cause for concern for many Americans because they're unable. And think about this, too. There are many Americans who don't have the technology to even follow some of the campaigns who have gone digitally. And now that the kids are at home and they're not going to school, people's time are consumed with the real struggles of life to go out and try to find out which candidate stands where. So it's just fair to the American public, and we need to have fair elections in this country, particularly when you have a press who's in the box for a particular candidate. That's, you know, they're not even denying it anymore. But it's not fair to the American public to really hold the pandemic as the reason why they're unable to hear from both candidates. And so, again, you know, these were scheduled back in October 2019. You know, there has not been a traditional campaign. There are heavy restrictions in some states, even if you wanted to go out and campaign traditionally. And it's really unfair to the American public because they absolutely deserve to hear from both candidates without a media filter.
Katrina Pearson joins us. She's a senior advisor for the Donald J. Trump for President campaign. She joins us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Joe Biden says he will accept the Democratic nomination in Delaware, not at the party in Milwaukee. President Trump getting kickback for saying he will accept the Republican nomination at the White House. They say it is not the proper venue to make a political speech. What are your thoughts on both those issues?
You know, if my memory serves correctly, and again, you know, the Democrats always have a double standard. You know, there's this lack of regard for reality in 2020, it seems. But, you know, from my memory, President Roosevelt, you know, he was renominated by the Democrats at their Chicago convention, and he wasn't there. And in fact, he was at a San Diego naval base, which, you know, is a government facility. So, you know, there's just this double standard going on. It's going to be debated in the public square. And of course, any and everything that President Trump says or wants to do or how he wants to do it is going to be heavily criticized in the press. All the more reason that Americans need to hear from both candidates without the media filter.
And voting begins soon. Mail-in ballots are in, and the president getting behind efforts like Pennsylvania's effort, where people have to actually call in and request a mail-in ballot. He's also behind the effort in Florida as well, but not so much behind the mail-in efforts in a state like, say, Nevada, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a couple of things going on with that, and the press has the public thoroughly confused for obvious reasons, because they're pushing to have blanket ballots mailed out to any and everyone, dead or alive, and those will absolutely be turned in. What the president is advocating for is absentee ballots, you know, and the confusion comes within, you know, the statute, the wording in the statutes. Like in Florida, for example, they use the term mail-in because you actually have to mail in the absentee ballot, but it's not mail-in voting, and that's the key. And a lot of people are being confused by that terminology. And the media knows this. The press knows that the average public is unaware of what statutes say and how they are read. And they take advantage of it and they capitalize on the inability for Americans to know the laws. And they use these blanket statements, whereas the president is saying something very simple. If there is an opportunity in your state to request your ballot, which means you have to prove your identity, and mail it in, you absolutely should take advantage of that if you are concerned about leaving and going and voting during this pandemic. Otherwise, we should absolutely not allow these blanket mail-in ballots where we don't even know if these people are still where they say they lived or where they registered, and they're being sent in. We'll never be able to prove the identity of those ballots, and that's the difference.
Yeah, if I just get a ballot in my mailbox, didn't request it, I could fill it out and send it in and
absolutely
think nothing of it, because it's only the first ballot that's scanned is the one that counts. Hillary Clinton and others keep saying that they do not believe that President Trump will actually leave the White House or give up power after the election. Why are they saying this, and what are they building up to?
You know, I mean, this is reminiscent of 2016. You know, if Donald Trump gets elected, we're going to have a nuclear war and we can't trust him with the buttons. And here we have a president who has been an international hero. I mean, there are other nations who have people in the streets flying the American flag and holding up President Trump signs. And so, you know, it's just another way to implement fear into the public, because that's been their specialty, you know, from the nuclear button to Russia to the fake impeachment. This is what they're doing. They're continuously trying to divide the American public and paint a caricature of Donald Trump that simply does not exist. And they're hoping that enough people will buy into that fear and go in their favor. And I just don't buy it. It's played out. It's old. People are tired of it, and they should be tired of it as well.
Katrina Pearson, Senior Advisor, Donald J. Trump for President, Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh here at KDK Radio.
Anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.